Okay, today is Daf Ayin Vav. We're in Ayin Hey Amud Beis. We're like in the middle of the page, well, not the middle, toward the bottom of the page. Not so far at the bottom. Eis Ve'Abaya. Very hard Gemara. We're middle of discussing. There was a Mishnah. The Mishnah said as follows. If the girl is still by the father, right? And then there's a mum, and the father says, it's a new mum, therefore, it's your loss, your tough luck. And the husband says, no, it's not. It's an old mum, and you tricked me. So the halacha is, the father has to bring proof. If a woman's ready by the husband, now the husband has to bring proof it's not a new mum. Right? Now, we said, that there's a machlokes, back on Daf Yud Beis, when a man marries a woman who is, and he wakes up in the morning and he discovers she's not a basula. So what happens? The woman says it happened after Erison. Right? After Erison has happened. We were married, and then somebody raped me. So therefore, I'm not talis a meksuva. And the man says, no, it happened before, and therefore it's a mekachtos. So what's the halacha? Machlokas. What did Rabbi Gamliel say? We believe her. What did Yeshua say? We believe him. Says Rabbi Gamliel, why do we believe her? Why do we believe her? The answer is because she's a bari, and there's a chazaka that she was born. And there's a chazaka that she was born a basula, so that chazaka remains until the husband can prove otherwise. And why does Rabbi Yeshua say we believe the man? Because there's a chazaka that the money's in his pocket. You want to transfer the money from his pocket to her pocket. That chazaka, the chazaka of mamon, is stronger than her chazaka of guf, and therefore we believe the husband. That's one explanation of the machlokas back on Daf Yud Beis. So the Gemara wanted to say that it's the exact same machlokas here, and therefore the initial thinking of the Gemara was that the Mishnah was written by two different people. The first statement was one person, and the second statement was the other one. Okay? Then the Gemara said, Rava said no. That's how we ended up yesterday. Rava Amar, we'll do to a line above that. Rava Amar, Rava says like this, Reisha, the first statement, that what? That what was the first statement? That if the mum was found in the father's possession, right? The father's not believed to say it happened after Erison. He's not believed. What does he have to do to make himself right? Bring proof. He's not believed. Kan nimtzu vikan hayu. What does that mean? So we ended off yesterday on that, right? The reason why the father's not believed is because, well, how else did the mum get here? She was in your possession. She was in your house all this time. Since she's born, till today, she's been there. What do you mean it's a new mum? What do you mean by that? How can it be a new mum? Well, a new mum came out of the thin air. She's been here the whole time. Kan nimtzu, kan hayu. Right? Therefore, yes, Rabbi Yeshua normally holds that a chazaka of a guf beats the chazaka of money. The chazaka of money beats the chazaka of a guf. Not here. Doesn't make any sense to say that here. Make sense? Therefore, you don't believe the father. Okay? Unless he has proof. Seifa Nami. Seifa the same thing. Right? Same thing. What was the mum found? After she got to the husband's house. Kan nimtzu, kan hayu. It happened here. That's Rav's way to explain the discrepancy in the Mishnah. Esvi Abaya, one second. Abaya asked the following question. It said in the Mishnah, Nichnasa l'rishus habal, right? If she got to the husband, and now a mum developed, that is a mum. Habal, the husband, right? What does the husband say? The husband wanted to say this happened before Nisuin, before Erison. Right? So he tricked me. Told me she doesn't have any mums. She does. Right? Tzorech lahavi raya. He has to bring a raya. Sha'ad shlo tizareis hayubam mumin. Elu. That before they had an Erison, this mum happened. V'haya mekha mekhaktos. And if that's true, then it's a mekhaktos, because he cheated me. Now, that implies ad shelo tisares in. That's only before Erisin. Mishet tisares, but after Erisin, lo. The Baal would not be believed, right? Why would the Baal not be believed? Why would the Baal not be believed? It's an inference. The inference is the Baal would not be believed. Why? Because the mum could have developed after Erisin. Vamai, how could you say that? Lema, kanintu kanayu. It's an old, what do you mean it happened now? She'd been living there. A Malay, no.
Yeah, but she's already with him.
What?
That only argument works if she's still back at her husband.
She was back at the husband the whole time. She was the whole time. Right. But me, right.
The argument is only good if she's still back at the father's house.
What?
We only say that argument if she's still back at the father's house, not if she's at the husband's house now.
No. She's still at the father's house. Ayrton says she doesn't switch. She doesn't switch to Ben Stewart.
No.
Right? No, so go to the first statement. Right? Yes, that before this, the father's husband have to prove that before Erisin, she already had the mom. Right? Before Erisin, she already had the mom. That's what the husband wants to prove. And what if he can't prove that? What about, but the Mishnah said, made a statement, Tzarech l'haviraya sha'ad shelo tisares. That until Erisin, she had the mom. And what about after Erisin? What changed? She's still by the father. Nothing changed. What didn't change? She got married. Nothing changed. Her life didn't change. What changed? You hear? You hear that kasha? Now the kasha on the kasha. Vamai, why say that? What's going on here? Why does the husband lose his position? Why does the husband become harder after Erisin? She didn't, nothing changed in her life. Lema, kan nimtsu kan hayu. She's been the father the whole time. Nothing changed. You hear what the question is? Abaye asked a question on Rava. Rava, your whole thing is because she didn't change. She's still by the father. Then why does the Mishnah make a point of saying ad shelo tisares until the Erisin? Even after the Erisin. So the Gemara answers, Amar lei, mishenis arsa, mishum de ikala meimar. No, it's different. When she gets married. Because it's a chazaka. Ein adam shosu bekos, el imkin boko. Nobody marries people blind. Nobody does that. So obviously, before the Erisin, he checked, and what happened? There was no mum. Now the mum developed, now the husband says, what's going on here? So is it my dumb luck? Is it a mekachtos? Now we can hack. But before Erisin, what's it a hack? He would not marry somebody without checking her out. The Haira, he obviously saw her. Vinispaizu, and he didn't care. So it's not such a big mum, it's okay, I don't mind. He didn't care. One second. Ihachi, if now there's a chazak about checking, then ad shelo tisares nami. Right? Then even before Erisin, the same story. Right? The Baal should have to pay the tshuva. Why? Because the chazak, he saw her, or he checked her out. He didn't mind. So why is before Erisin changed now? Well, changed. Ella rather, I mean, another chazak now. Chazak ain adam mefayis b'mumin. No, God doesn't like mums. Who wants mums? Who's going to marry a girl with a mum? Hachanami, chazaka, ein adam misfayes b'mumin. Who's interested in mums? Nobody wants a mum. I have two competing chazakas. There's a chazaka a guy checks out, and if he sees a mum, he's okay with it. And there's a chazaka that a guy doesn't want mums. So what's going on here? So right before we say the word Ella, right? We're back to square one. Since guys don't want to marry anybody with a mum, then how'd she have a mum? How'd he let that go? The answer is, he didn't check her out. He didn't see, he didn't know. This is what I'm married. He doesn't realize, right? Therefore, where'd the mum develop now? Where was this mum? In Dur Shosaaf. Because she never left. She didn't get married yet. No soon yet. So she's still by the father. Husband finds out, by the way, someone tells him, by the way, you know she's got mums all over the place. Really? I didn't even know. I thought she's good. They told me she's good. The father told me she's nothing wrong with her. So I took his word. Now it turns out he finds out it's not true. The husband says, the father says, no, it happened yesterday. Happened yesterday it happens. You're dumb luck. Yesterday she got this mum. So now, Now we say, what do you mean yesterday? Kan nimtu, kan hayu. What do you mean yesterday? She's been by you the whole time. Right? All of a sudden, yesterday. That's a very weak thing to say. Therefore, the husband should not have to pay the ksuva. Right? So we still have, so Abaye's question is still a good question. Ella, the answer is, because Mishenes Arsa, Mishum de Ikka, Tarti Chazaka. When a husband marries a woman, when a man marries a woman, there are two chazakas. What are two chazakas? Chazaka number one is Hamid Guf Al Cheskaso, right? There's a chazaka that women don't, not everyone has a mum. Most people don't have mums. Chazaka, she doesn't have a mum. And number two, chazaka, Ein Adam Shoseh Bekos, Ela Im Kein Bodko. And there's a second chazaka. People don't marry women without checking them out. Aye, the high Rav in Espayetu. And you want to tell me that he didn't care in this case? Maya Marta, chazaka ein adam afayis b'mumin. You want to tell me that nobody marries women with chazakas? Have chada b'makom tarti. There are two chazakas. What are the two chazakas? Again, that a woman doesn't have a mum. And number two, that he checked her out. Now you want to tell me there's a chazaka that he was Michael the mum? No, but there's two chazakas against that one chazaka. V'chada b'mokam tarti lo amrinan. Two chazakas beat one chazaka. Okay, we're not finished. So ad shelo tizaris. So before the marriage, says Rashi in the third wide line. Aval hecha shehevi edim shiro ba ad shelo tizaris. What if Edim came before the Arison? Husband says to a man, I have a good girl, my daughter's excellent for you. He says, fine, I'll send my mother to go check her out. Right? So, ad shelo tizares, but before the Arison, hemet aguf al cheskaso. Right? Loik lememer. We're not going to say that before the Arison. Why not? Ma'ika, chazaka, the eight of them shows it because, elim kin bodko. No one's going to marry somebody without checking it out. V'hai ra, finish bayithu. And he saw, his mother came back and said, you know what, she's fine. Right? Okay, so he's fine. So therefore what? Right? Adaraba, just opposite. Chazaka, ain adam mefayes b'mumin. A person does not like mums. Vehemid mamon al cheskaso. And the money goes on his chazaka, and therefore the baal is not chayev to pay the ksuva. Okay, that was extremely hard. Should we say it again? No? Okay, that was quite difficult. I can't even say it in a nutshell. Like, in a nutshell, what's going on here? So Rava gave an answer to explain. So with the second answer now, right? The first answer was different people. Rav says, no, it's the same person. It's Rabbi Gamliel, who we hold like. We hold like Rabbi Gamliel. That what? That we believe her. So if we believe her, and her father's the same thing, so why don't we believe the father here? Why does the father have to bring proof? The answer is, in a nutshell, because she's by the father. So what do you mean it's a new thing, it happened? She's been by him the whole time. Oh, yesterday it happened. Hard to say that. Now, in a minute, we're going to ask, I was waiting for someone to ask this question. There are certain mums that you have to be born with. So what do you mean the father's saying happened yesterday? She has six fingers. The Gemara has six fingers. That happened yesterday. She was born that way. We'll see that in a minute. Exactly, because if that's the type we're talking about, the father has nothing to say.
No, the guy saw her. He said
he brought her. No, so they have all these chazakas. Does a guy send his mother to check her out? Does he not? Is he Michael Moms? Is he not Michael? All these chazakas flying back and forth, which was all by his kashas. But
you're talking about a mum that
right, she has a bite mark or something, right? Some scab. What happened? The dog bit her yesterday. Okay, that could be. So who do you believe? So we have chazakas back and forth. Okay. Rav Ashi gives another answer now. How to explain the difference? Why is it that if she's still by the father has to bring proof, and if she's to the husband, then the husband has to bring proof. What changes? What? So that's sort of what we're saying. You have to be proof.
No, that's why it makes a difference where you are.
I hear. So the truth is, one of the answers is going to be that answer. But that's going to be one of the answers. Rav Ashi Amar, a similar answer to that. Rav Ashi Amar, Reisha, Mana La'avicha Biyadecha. in the reisha, she's still by the father. She didn't get have nisuin yet. So if the husband has to pay the ksuva, who gets that ksuva?
The father.
So what's the girl? What's the girl saying? The right reisha. The first case is mana la'aba biyadecha. The money goes to the father. Seifa. But in the seifa, there's already nisuin. Now the husband wakes up and says, "Oh, you have mums. I didn't notice that you have mums." The whole thing's in akachtos. She's not. It's not happened yesterday. The husband now has to bring proof it happened before the erusin. But who would get the money now?
She does.
She does. Totally different. Seifa mana li biyadecha. The seifa, it goes to her own pocket. What's the difference? What's the difference? So we'll see in 2 seconds. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says Ravashi. Ravashi, it's like the third or fourth line, and the lines are skinny. Mahadir nami lu'ukme kula krabi gamliel. We want to say that the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Gamliel, because we paskin like him. That what? The chazaka de gufa adifa. There's a chazaka that she doesn't have any mums. And that chazaka beats his chazaka of not giving money, he doesn't have to give. So what's going on here? Veresha, lahachalo mahani chazaka de gufa. This is why the chazaka of the guf doesn't work. And therefore the father has to bring a raya that the mum is new. Why? Lefi she'ein hataina shalah. It's not her taina. It's not her taina. Ella shalavia. It's the father's taina. She ksuvos erisin la'av. The ksuva of an erisin goes to a father. V'havile mano la'av biyadecha. It's like me going over to you and saying, "You owe my father $1. You owe my father $100. What's my shaychus to you, to my father?" That's what's going on here. V'gabi av lo amrinan guf shalah d'tahari chazaka. So to say on the father, yeah, but it's her guf. It's like two different claimants. Two different people making claims. Like now, Gemara explains. Esvei, Rav Acha bereid the Rav Avya Rav Ashi. There's a brayza that says like this: Moda Rav Meir. Rav Meir agrees. B'mumen hayiruuyin lavo ima mibeis aviha. Rav Meir agrees with mums that you could see, right? B'mumen hayiruuyin lavo ima mibeis aviha. Sha'al ha'av lahavi raya. That even in such a case, the father has to bring a raya. Even in other words, if it's an exposed mum, and she's by the husband, and the husband says, "Where's this mum?" She says, "Happened yesterday." Right? Happened yesterday. No. If it's an exposed mum, so the halacha, the Mishnah said, who has to bring a raya now that it happened earlier? The husband. No, if it's an exposed mum, the father has to bring a raya. Even though there's Eris, even though there's Nisuin already. Right? Why? Vamai. Why is that the case? Mana li biyadechahu. Right? She's making a claim in her own right. Why? Because it's already been Nisuin. What if the father's out of the picture now? Once it's Nisuin, he's out of the picture. Hachav mayaskinan. No, you know what we're talking about? Bioseres. She has an extra finger. So what do you mean she said it happened yesterday? Doesn't make any sense. Can't be. Right? Right, says Rashi, Etzba Yisera. To look at a man with Acha Erisin Nolad, that can get it happen after Erisin, that happened like an extra finger. Obviously, it's an old thing. So just because there's Shaz Nisuin doesn't stop the father's obligation. Why? Because the woman's for sure old. So what are they going to hack about? Whether or not you're Mochel. Husband has to bring a raya, the father's bring a raya. You knew that, you didn't care. So 6-3, big deal. Right? Okay, so it's not such a terrible thing. So the husband has to, the father has to bring a raya. The husband didn't mind that. What do you see? That it's not true. That Rav Ashi says not true. That if it's erusin, it's the father's claim, and if it's nisuin, it's the wife's claim, the daughter's claim. It's not true. Yiseiras my raya raisi. So what kind of raya are you going to bring? What are you bringing a raya for? No, raya de raya vinis bayitu. No, the raya is that the husband knew about it and didn't mind. Okay, so she has 6 fingers. So he doesn't care. Well, not such a big mum. She has 3 eyes and 2 noses. Okay, so she has an extra finger. It's a big deal, right? So the husband, the father could bring a raya that he knew about, that he didn't care. Therefore, but Rav Ashi can't be right. Because it can't be that, because you see that the obligation, who has to defend it, doesn't really change. Especially by an old mum. But it's vada an old mum, like an extra finger. Okay. Believe it or not, that was the easy part of today's daf.
Yeah.
Ready? Now this case. Ready? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. The reason why this case is hard is the names. Hamachlev parah b'chamor. I own a cow, you own a donkey. We're going to exchange my cow for your donkey. The problem is, there's nothing wrong with that. You can make an exchange like that. We're talking about the same value. It's all good. The problem is, the donkey's not here. Donkey's not here. But the cow's here. So I give you the cow. You do mashicha on the cow. You make a kinyan. We go back home, the donkey's dead. I went home with you to get your donkey, and the donkey's dead. When did it die? If it died after the cow was transferred, it's my loss. If it died before the cow was transferred, then it's your loss, and I get the cow back. So there's no kinyan.
Right.
Right? You don't know.
Should go
chazaka.
It was alive.
Right? It's a good. That's the case. Right? It was alive. It was alive before. Woke up in the morning. We saw it was alive. We told him, Mr. Donkey, this afternoon you're having a new owner. The donkey was very excited to hear that. Come back. He got so excited he died. Come back. Donkey says, I never liked you anyway. Right? Okay. So. Hamachlif parah b'chamor, exchanging a cow for a donkey. So umashach bal hachamor is hapara. The owner of the donkey did a kinyan on the cow. He got the cow. For his big bal hapara limshach es hachamor, the owner of the cow didn't have a chance to do mashicha on the donkey. Ad shemes hachamor, the donkey died. The donkey died. And look at the first wide line on Rashi. Ad shemes hachamor. You see the Rashi there. Ad shemes hachamor. Ze omer. Ad shalom mashachta es parasi meis chamorcha. It died afterwards. Therefore, ulecha meis. It's your loss. V'zeh omer. No. Misha mashachti meis. When I pulled it, it was already dead. Ukvar knuya ulecha. Right? So that's what they say. Each one says the other one. Now, what's the halacha? So the halacha is al bal hachamor. Lahavi raya, the bal hachamor has to bring a raya. That what? That shahaya chamoro kayim b'shach mashichas para. That it was still alive when he took the cow. Has to bring a raya. He's got to go to DNA, whatever. I don't know. Autopsy. He has to bring a raya. Why he has to bring a raya?
Yeah, because
he's the one with the suffix.
That's right. Because
he's the one who doesn't want to get a loss. Right?
You actually brought the cow.
Huh?
So you actually brought the cow.
You brought the cow. The only kasha is on the donkey. The donkey's the issue because the donkey died. We don't know when it died. So the owner of the donkey who wants to get the cow, he wants to keep that cow. It's on his, right? Because it's a change, they're exchanging it. It's his obligation to show.
That's right. Because.
Why? But why? What's the reason for that? Why is it his obligation? The answer is. What? What?
Well, because
the answer is
at the time of the kinyan.
So what?
It wasn't equal because the other one wasn't there, so you couldn't prove it.
So there are two chazakas that are competing here. There's the chazaka of money, right? Who's getting the money? Who's getting it? And there's the chazaka of the guf, which is the guf of the donkey.
Right.
That when it was alive before, it's alive now, but there's a chazaka. It's my money. It's money's in my pocket. You want me to give it to you? I'm going to take the chazaka and change that chazaka? So there's two competing chazakas. It's the exact same thing as over here. There's two competing chazakas. There's a chazaka whether the girl had a mum, and there's a chazaka that the husband doesn't want to have to pay the two for no reason. It's the exact same thing. So, vitana tuna kala. And the same exact halacha is by a kala. Okay? The high kala. What case of a kala? What case of a kala? Ilema, is it the following case? Kala bebeis aviha. Right? Which is kala bebeis aviha. Which is what case? Our case, the kala was by her father. Then what happened was, she got a mum. And the father said, this is a brand new mum. Happened just now. It's your fault. Your issue. Your loss. And the husband says, no, it's an old one. So who has to bring the raya? The father. Right? Me, dummy. Not the same thing at all. Hasam, by the case of the father of raya, the father brings a raya. Umapik. What does umapik mean? Right? And then the husband has to pay the tshuva. By the father bringing a raya, he makes the other guy pay. I bring a raya, it's a new mum, then you have to pay. Because you're lost. Right, Mr. Husband? You're lost. When I married her off, she was nothing wrong with her. Your bad luck happens. Hacha, but over here, Maisi Balachamar raya. Here, the Balachamar brings a raya that his donkey was alive. And then what happens? Umokim, and he gets to keep the cow. No, it's not the same thing. Because one is Reuven brings a raya and Shimon has to pay, and now Reuven brings a raya, Reuven gets to keep it.
No, it's not the same thing. He gets to keep the other guy, the father keeps the kesuva, or the big girl. He keeps the cow.
No,
the other guy loses the kesuva, and the other guy loses the animal.
Exactly. Huh? It's a later payment. That's why they're not 100.
No, but that other guy.
The concepts are the same, but the nitty gritty details are different.
It's just who happened to have the money.
Exactly. You hear the thing? You hear the difference? Because in the case of the tshuva,
he still lost some money.
Yeah, exactly. But the husband has the money in his pocket.
Okay, so
you want him to pay from transfer money from A to B? Prove it. Here, I already took the cow. Now you want to take it back from me? Not the same thing. I already took the cow. Now you want to bring a raya? That's not the same thing.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Next. Amar Abba. So maybe it's the other case. Kala, the beis chamia. A kala in the father-in-law's house. It doesn't mean the father-in-law, it means the husband. I don't know why it calls the father-in-law. It means the husband. What was that case? That case was, there was nisuin. Husband wakes up in the morning and says, hey, look at this, you have a mom. I didn't know. She says, yeah, it happened yesterday. Right? So it's your fault, it's your loss. It's tough luck on you, but we're stuck, we're married. And if you want a divorce, you have to pay my tshuva. And the husband says, no. This is an old mom. And therefore, this was a mekach tos. Who has to bring a raya now? The husband. What? The husband has to bring a raya, right? So in the habit, that's the same thing as this case? The case of the cow and the donkey? No. The katilum is still not the same. Why? Hasam, by the case of the woman, Baal maisi raya, the Baal brings a raya that what? That it was an old mum, umorale, lechez ke da'av. And by doing that, he destroys the father's chazaka. The father said she's 100% beautiful, and by you bringing Uriah, it's not so true. You've reduced, you've minimized, you've destroyed the father's chazaka. Okay? And therefore what? It's like achtas. And therefore the husband does not have to pay the tshuva. Probably not even married. Right? Hacha, but over here, over where? By the case of the donkey, it's the exact opposite. Right? Habala chamor maisi raya. The donor of the donkey has to bring a proof that what? That at the time you took the cow, the donkey was still alive. Right? Umokim chazakim biyade. And then I get to say what I said all along. Like we said, in the morning, the donkey was alive. So by me bringing a raya, I reinforce my chazaka. It's the exact opposite of what happened with the father and the daughters, and the daughter and the husband.
It's similar. It's just who has to bring a raya.
Exactly. It's the same fact. It's the same case, but the details are different.
It shouldn't be different, really.
I think the halacha shouldn't be different.
Right, the halacha should be different.
Right, the details. He had the money, he had the money. Right. So, in order to make it make sense, so we still haven't found the case. What do you mean? We said, the case is the Baal HaChamor has to bring a raya, and the case of the Kal is the exact same thing. What is it, the exact same thing? Not the exact same thing at all. It says the Gemara, Amar of Nachamitach, no. Kala Beveis Avia Ulekidushin. It's exactly the same thing. The question is like this. Ready for this? When a husband is Mekadesh a wife, how does he do that? There are three ways. Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. Most common way is Kesef. So what happened? The husband gave money to the father. Gave him a nice gold ring. It's worth a lot of money. Then what happened? Now the husband, someone tells the husband, by the way, you know, your daughter, this woman you married, she's got mums all over the place. What? Mums? So what happens? He calls up the father, and the father says, no, the mum happened yesterday. Right? Mm-hmm. Says the husband, bring a raya, that's true. Let's say your father can't bring a raya.
Give the money back.
Father has to give the kedushin money back. Forget the ksuva. The kedushin has to go back. You gotta give the ring back. It was a swindle.
That's exactly what the
back. Exactly, so that's the exact same case as the donkey. That's the exact same case. Because here he already has the cash in his hand.
Exactly.
That's he already
the
has the cash.
Follow the money.
Right. He already has the cash. No, so we were hacking with the ksuva. The ksuva wasn't paid yet. So we said, oh, it's not the exact same thing as the donkey, because the cow was transferred. Here, the money, the tumah money was the kedushin money was given, right? Lo tema, and by the way, don't tell me, aliba demanda amar kedushin lav litivu ninu, that kedushin money, you can't get it back. Let's say there's a problem, that money you can't get back, it's lost. Ella, I feel about the kedushin litivu ninu, you can't get it back. Hani mili kedushin vaday. That's only by kedushin vaday. I have a kedushin tos, imai siraya in ilo lo. A kedushin tos, not the same thing. I'm not sure what that means exactly, but getting the kedushin money back. But it's only if it's a kedushin vaday. If a kedushin suffix, of course you get the money back. A kedushin tos, of course I get the money back. There's no kedushin. I give you money because I think you're selling me a car. I come to your house and it's a little fake car. And then it's tos, the whole thing is megach tos. I get the money back. So to over here, you told me you give me A, you sold me B, it's megach tos. I get the money back. Okay? Now.
What's kedushin money? That's just
a ring. Whatever you ring. Okay. Whatever you want to give, you can give a ring. So I want that ring back. It's worth $1,000. Right? You can give a pruta.
Right. Okay.
A shav pruta. But you got to title that back also. That is what's going on here. Now we're going to cash on all this on a crazy case where a butcher sells meat and we're not sure if the meat is treif or not. So again, whose raya is it? Who has to suffer the loss? So here we go. Meisvei machat shenimtzas ba'ove beis hakosos. You found a needle inside the stomach. Now what did the needle do? It punctured the stomach. So that's a treifa, it's a problem. Mitad echad. But if it's only on one side of the stomach, it didn't go all the way through the wound, the puncture, kshira. That's okay. Mitad mishnei tzedadin. But if it happened from two sides, right? If it happened, went all the way through the wound, that's treifa. That's a treifa. It's a problem. It's not kosher. Nimsa lea kore dam. Let's say you find a little bit of a crusting of dam. Biyadua shehu l'snei shechita. Then you know for sure it happened before the shechita. That's the problem. Because if it happened after the shechita, it's not a problem. Right? You're allowed to eat meat. After the shechita, you can do what you want. Right? Lo nimtza lea kara dam. If you don't find a crust of blood, on the needle, coming on the needle. Biyadua shulach shechita. It's a new wound. And therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. Huglad pihamake. I'll tell you that again. There's a crust on the wound itself. It happened 3 days ago already. Lo huglad biyamaka. If there's no crusting on the wound itself, hamotzi mechaveru olavaraya. Hamotzi mechaveru olavaraya. Right? What does it mean? Hamotzi mechaveru olavaraya.
He has to bring out proof.
Who has to bring proof?
The one who is not by.
Right.
Right.
Says the Gemara, Vamai. Right? Why? Here's the question. Vamai. Why is it true? One second. Who? Okay. Why is it true? Why? So, now one second. We've been saying all along that by a woman, what's this Vamai? Why is it true that what? That the husband, right? The buyer, right? Where did this suffix happen? Where did this suffix take place? It took place before the sale. No?
We don't know that.
So va'amai, so what's va'amai? How do they translate the word va'amai? I know it means and why, but what's the question? Why is it true that what?
The buyer has to produce proof.
The buyer has to bring proof that what?
The animal is a treifa.
That the animal is a treifa. And therefore I get my money back.
Right?
Bala behema lysi raya, zinokum. Let the bala behema bring a raya, and then what?
Keep the money.
And keep the money. Why is that better?
That's not how it works.
So the Gemara answers, b'delo yav tivchadami. No, you didn't get paid yet. So, my Pascha, what kind of answer is that? Right? You didn't answer the question. You gave an excuse. You didn't answer the question. Ella, he also Rabbi Yecheskel, Amar, he said it's the opposite. Lo tai tzitzinu lahani klali. Don't tell me all these rules. The Kail Yehuda achi mishmei de Shmuel. That Yehuda, my brother, said in the name of Shmuel. Hachi Amar Shmuel. Here's what he said. Kol shenolad safek birshuso, olav haraya. The raya is incumbent upon the person wherever the suffix is. Right? Which is the general rule of the Motzi Mechavir Ova. That's my shirt. Give me back my shirt. You say, what shirt? Get away from me. I have a suffix. I have to bring a raya that it's my shirt. Right?
Follow who doesn't have it. The one who doesn't have it has to bring the proof.
Exactly. The one who doesn't have it has, I want your item, I have to bring proof.
Right. That's always
make sense? Okay. So we said before that there was a case of the cow and the donkey. And the same thing with a kala. And then we had a whole omid. What case was that? Now we're changing it. Kal shenolad safek brishuso. Wherever the safek arises, alav lahavi raya. That's where the raya has to be brought. In other words, I want your thing, I have to bring a raya. And by the way, v'tani tuna kala. The same thing by a kala. Same halacha by a kala. Wherever the safek is, the husband says, I don't want to pay. It's a suffix now, if I have to pay, I have to bring a raya. The father says, I want the ksuva. I have a suffix. Am I entitled to it? I have to bring a raya. Very simple. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Meisei, machat shenem says, ba'ovi beis ha-kesed. Same exact case. So over here, I'm not sure, because I think that the butcher is the one who, the butcher is not the seller. The butcher's buying it. Right? The butcher's the buyer.
Yeah.
So over here, it's not really the same thing. Where'd the suffix develop? Whoever shechted it. That's not the butcher. The butcher's buying it to resell it. Right. So v'idelo yov tevach dami, if he didn't get paid yet, bala behema boil asui raya umapik. Then the bala behema has to bring a raya to get paid. Right? So the v'amai, why is that? Sinker b'rishus tavach ais yalad. The suffering is in the butcher's hand. He's not sure if it's a mum or not. Trafer or not. Why is it their raya? Why is it his raya? That makes sense. So the Gemara answers, b'diyav tavach damik. No, it's already paid. He already paid for it. Already paid for it.
Same thing.
My pasuk. What kind of answer is that? So the answer is that now makes more sense. Why? Because stama demilsa, kamad loyav inish zuzi loyav inish chiyusa. You don't get the item until you pay. Right? We said before, no, we get the item, we didn't pay yet. What kind of thing is that? That's the opposite. You want to get an item, pay up first. That's a rule in commerce in the whole world. You don't get the item until you pay, in most places. Pay, I'll send it to you. You don't pay, I'm not sending it to you. So you pay for it. Therefore, it's his suffix. Okay? And that this is all brought in to discuss the question about the father and the husband and the mums and where the suffix developed. All right? Oh, you know what? We have two more minutes. V'chachamim omrim, pabed devar mamurim, b'mumin shebeseser. That's all true if it's a secret mum. But if it's a public mum, then all bets are off. Omer of Nachman, v'nichbe kimumin shebeseser dami. Nichbe is some kind of seizures?
Epilepsy.
So you look at her, she looks totally normal. It's a mental mum. She can't control it. Sometimes she'll faint, right? So what kind of mum is that? Says that's a secret mum. Because you don't see that. Now, hani mili dikvil azman. That's only true if she can control somehow when it happens. So whenever it happens, she makes sure no one's in the room. She makes sure it's in private, right? Ava lo kvil azman. But if she can't control it, then mum shebe golad dami. It's a public mum because somebody must have seen it at some point, right? Somebody must have seen that. She can't control it. So that, okay, that's a detail of that. All right, so we got into the Mishnah and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. Tomorrow we'll have daf at 6 o'clock, yes. And we'll daven at 6:45, yeah. Everyone have a very good day.